the In Focus Player Spotlight, presented by Sanderson Ford.
Well, Daryl, first question is, you know, how are you handling this stretch of games right now? 9 straight losses. You personally, how do you stay focused, stay upbeat, and stay a leader on this team?
I think just trying for me to just stay positive, you know, trying to encourage my teammates every day, even when I'm not, maybe not feeling up to practicing or, you know, every day you have to come to work and it's your profession to come to work and just, you know, do what you have to do. And I think the main thing is just staying positive, keeping these guys motivated and encouraging these guys to say everything gonna be all right. You know, we're gonna win as a team, lose as a team. And right now it is tough, you know, to be in this situation, obviously from where we started 4-0 and to be where we are now is very frustrating.
I know Ray Horton has really made you a centerpiece in some ways of this defense. Is it almost fun to see the game plan and what kind of creative ways he's going to use you each week?
Right. I mean, and it just shows you what kind of confidence he has in me as a player, as a person, that he can allow me to do different things. You know, during the game, I played safety, if y'all noticed. It's fun for him to use me in many different ways, knowing that he has the confidence in me, and then I have the confidence in myself to go out there and do whatever he allows me to do.
Let's go!
We knew this about you coming out of college. Coming out of TCU, speed. Your game is all about speed. It looks to me like here in your third year, you're really learning how to use that speed, aren't you?
Oh, right. I mean, I believe and I trust in my speed and I trust in my ability, period, to be able to make plays when, you know, sometimes you may not seem like, well, can he make that play? You know, and I'll go for it because I trust in my speed. I trust in my ability to go out there and execute.
Michael Vick cannot get away from D. Wash.
What's it like when you're matching up with some of the faster guys out there on offense?
It's a challenge for me. I mean, it's a great challenge for me, honestly. You know, I enjoy playing against the great players in this lead, and 10 years, 15 years from now, I can at least say I matched up against that guy. I'm glad I did, and we competed.
On the other side, though, there's a demeanor about a linebacker, and you have that too, don't you?
I'm very intense about what I do. I'm very motivated about what I do. And, you know, I go out there and just try to play the game as hard as I can and try to intimidate those guys and, you know, and let them understand that, you know, you ain't gonna get away from me. And I take a lot of pride in playing the game and playing linebacker.
3 more games in this season. What can be accomplished for you guys as a team?
I think right at this point, it's about overcoming those 9 losses, you know. But as a team, how are we going to finish the season out? Are we going to say, we're just going to give up and say, well, you know, we just lost the last 3 games. We didn't care. We gave up. But no, I think we need to approach it differently. Every guy needs to have a mental approach and take it that way and say, okay, well, we're not going to the playoffs. Okay. But how can we build from that and get better, get some momentum going into next season? So, play these 3 games as hard as we can. We'll see how it carries over to next season.